Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ashley Carman. Amazon plans on using AI to bring more books to its Audible streaming service. Ashley, how is this supposed to work?
Hi there. So yeah, the idea is basically that Audible is going to work directly with book publishers to convert certain ebooks and print books into audiobooks through the use of AI. So an AI voice will narrate these books. And the idea is that it makes it a lot easier to scale these giant published books into the audiobooks space.
But the voices are going to be AI generated, correct?
Correct, yes.
So normally an actor or some other narrator would read that instead of AI. Is there some concern about people losing jobs for that?
There's definitely been conversations in the space about the generative AI and how it could take away jobs for narrators. But you know, as of right now, I don't know that that has fully come to fruition, but it is, of course, something that narrators are focused on and thinking about.
So who's the target audience for this?
The target audience is Audible listeners who maybe want to listen to more of a certain genre that exists in ebooks or print books, and now will be able to have more access to that genre through the generated audiobooks. It's also for the publishers because as of right now, Audible doesn't allow publishers to upload AI-voiced content to its service. So in order to do that, you have to use Audible's own tools. So this is a way for Audible to work with these book publishers and offer them a more affordable option when it comes to trying to scale their libraries for audiobooks.
So this is going to be a boon to people who self-publish, right?
Yep. So they already have a beta, Amazon does, for self-published authors like those that work through Kindle Direct. And that has that, even though it's only in beta, they already have over 60,000 titles marked as voiced by AI.
We're assuming this is the U.S. We're assuming that an English voice will be used. How about foreign languages?
Yep. So Audible is going to be launching a translation feature that will translate books into various languages, but also already, if the book is already, let's say, in Spanish, for example, publishers can select from these 100 or so AI-generated voices, and that includes voices that handle English, Spanish, French, and Italian in different accents and dialects as well.
So when is this going to be available, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, so it's with publishers like directly. And so the general consumer, we don't know how much they're going to charge for the books or anything like that, because it's really not a general consumer product. But if you're interested in actually hearing what this sounds like, you really can go to Audible right now if you subscribe and search for virtual voices, and you'll see certain titles say narrated by virtual voice. And you can really get a sense of kind of how that sounds.
I'm reading here that only 2-5% of existing books are in audio form. So there's a lot of ground to be covered there.
Exactly, exactly. And I think this is a use case that publishers see as well, as they have these giant catalogs of books that they've published over their entire existence, and to hire humans to read all of those books, even if they're, let's say, not bestsellers, you know, these are just catalog books that have existed. Would it really be practical? It's quite expensive to record an audiobook and edit it and publish it. So this is one way that publishers and, of course, Audible see an opportunity to really try to scale this technology and use it to make it more affordable to turn these books into audiobooks.
Ashley, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's Bloomberg's Ashley Carman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.